This recording, Washington 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and watched her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Seattle, Washington. I've lived there my whole life, and I was raised in the neighborhood of Fremont, which is about 5 to 10 minutes north of the downtown area. It's really close to a bridge, the Aurora Bridge, and Fremont has, you know, just a great culture about it. It's got lots of good restaurants, and compared to, I would say, the rest of Seattle, it's got some of the nicest people. A lot of Seattle kind of gets a bad rap because we're very kind of cold. Like, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody, very rarely will you ever have that other person, like, acknowledge you. So I think it's cool to be from Fremont because, you know, we're very outgoing and, you know, we acknowledge your existence. My mother is from Missoula, Montana. My dad is from Danville, Illinois, two places where there aren't very many Jews, and my mom and dad are both Jewish, so I was raised Jewish. I had a bar mitzvah. Even though I haven't been very religious, I still identify with the Jewish culture and consider myself a Jew. And it's kind of funny because I've gone to school, you know, in Seattle around my neighborhood for elementary school, middle school, high school, and now college at the University of Washington. They've all been within like a 5-mile radius, it seems, of the other. Like, none of the schools are much further than 10 minutes away. So I've kind of kept it close to home, I guess you could say. My influences on speech, I've gone to like inner city schools where there have been, you know, very diverse groups of people. At my middle school, there's about a 30% split between African-American, white, and Asian. So, you know, just a lot of colloquialisms that you'll hear all the time. And at my high school is like the same thing, 30-30-30 with all those ethnic groups. So I've definitely got my dose of the, not necessarily street language, but, you know, of the everyday type of language that you hear around people of that age group. Funny kind of idioms that you'll hear are such things as, you know, I'm trying to do this. Like, instead of saying I want to do this, you'll say I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to go to the store. I'm trying to go to the movies. I'm trying to see what this girl is doing tonight, stuff like that. And, yeah, you know, then you'll say hell a lot, which is a very West Coast thing. As far as culture with my friends, I've, you know, when we're not hanging around at each other's houses, just talking and kicking back, we'll go play basketball, either at Green Lake or a local community center, and a lot of my life was just playing basketball, has been playing basketball with my friends.